It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We'd like to apologize.
For what?
To absolutely no one! The two-time champ does absolutely f*** up!
We're rolling.
Alright.
So am I in it or am I kind
of... Yeah, you're in it, you're in it, you're in it.
Yeah, I'll be in it from
here. Main Chapel podcast. There's too many... brothers in the room, so
I thought you were gonna say something else. Then.
What? Pause. Hey, that would also be true, but yeah, we're just gonna get straight into it. We're currently watching the boxing, and who's fighting today?
Can I? Everyone, bro. Yeah, you've got Daniel Dubois versus Joe Miller. They're fighting at the moment.
Yeah.
Levi, do you want to be in it on camera?
Huh? Oh yeah, I'll jump in a minute.
I mean, because KM's on camera, but you're not.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sexy boy.
How do I get in it? Where should I go?
Master, how do I get in it? Just
move in. No, that's fine.
Over there. Yeah.
Too many.
Too many, man.
Yeah, but I'm
not. Say less.
Yeah.
So who's fighting?
Yes, yeah, so you got Joe Miller versus Daniel Dubois. Then I think it's Wilder next. Wilder versus Joseph Parker.
No, there's Arthur versus Bivol.
Who?
That's happened already, innit?
I don't even know.
Innit?
Nah.
I'm talking about the heavyweights, man. The big boys, man.
No, because Arthur versus Bivol is more superior than this, technically speaking.
No.
This fight.
Arthur's shit, bro. Arthur's shit. Bivol's cold.
Yeah.
Bivol's world class, but Arthur's nah. British level, man.
British level?
Nah. We just blend.
Just trigger words, that's it.
Then you got AJ. AJ main event.
Very shorts.
I just kissed these three people.
This guy, man.
What were we saying? On AJ.
AJ, man. This guy, man.
You don't rate him?
Nah, not anymore, bro. Not anymore, man.
I just think he's a bit dumb.
I was an AJ, like, fanboy for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
But this guy, man, I don't even know what to say about him.
Like, where did it change for you, though? What point? Was it Ruiz?
Nah, after that. So, like, no, everyone's saying that he's lost his spark, and you've seen interviews, and he's saying, no, like, everyone's talking trash about me, I don't care what people think. No. But I feel like what a lot of people are saying is true. Like, I'm not a big boxing fan, so I can't really speak on as like an expert.
Yeah.
But you can see how he has changed. Like, he has lost that drive. His hunger is gone.
Mm.
Like, I feel like he's made his money. He's doing all right now. He's just there now. Like. For him, I feel like, the love of the sport has gone from him.
Yeah, I hear it. And Joe, it's actually, like, I know he's a good brother. Just from what I've seen enough of his interactions, but I think because he's lost his love for the sport, he's actually become a bit unlikable.
Yeah.
Like, some of the things I've seen him in interviews, I'm like, I don't like how you're moving. Like, there was an interview he had with Louis Theroux. I didn't like the way he was chatting to Mama, because you're not going to get no points for chatting to Louis Theroux like that.
The recent one.
Yeah.
I know what
you're talking about. I felt uncomfortable.
What was he saying to him? I don't think that.
Louis Theroux, like, they were chatting and Louis Theroux interrupted him and was like, let me finish. But the tone of the let me finish was kind of, it was uncomfortable. Right. Especially when you know that in this situation, if it went left, only one person's coming out of there alive.
Yeah, but then if you have to have that mentality, though, true. Like...
nah, my money don't jiggle.
But also, I think with AJ, I think a lot of people question whether or not he was real.
Right,
he's media trained, and I think the question is that real? Is that the real side of you? And I feel like after some of his fights, especially one with Usyk.
That Usyk
like,
was
he was chucking
mess.
The belt out the ring. He had to speak after the fight.
That was kind of like,
obviously, he just lost a big fight. I get it. Yeah, yeah, but everyone's like, oh, is that his true colours?
Yeah. G14.
He was in it, so.
What was he? I'm 14 stone. I'm heavy.
That's a big That's
Do you know how mad it is to say that?
And he was like, oh, I was on the road shutting the wrist. I'm like, oh, relax.
Shout out my cousin, Benga. G14. I love it.
More war, you know.
I know what's going on in your country. It's mad.
I don't know what's happening out there. It's not nice.
It's not nice.
It's not nice.
Bismillah. Like, bro.
His head was on the moon. I'm sorry.
He definitely had a concussion.
Yeah, I think so.
100%.
Gone.
Because some of the stuff he was saying made zero to no sense. It weren't even like sentences that were comprehensible.
Yeah,
like you're just talking for the sake of talking.
Yeah,
my man took the mic and wasn't saying nish.
Yeah, and
he
just yapping.
No, he tried to take it back.
It's like, I don't know. Is it nerves? I don't know what it is. Because back in the day, he just used to be like, he used to be confident, stoic. Like he didn't get any emotions. Even on his chest.
God,
are you for real?
Get him out, man.
Are you for real?
Man like Dubois,
he was
he deserves
it.
I said, what?
Him.
To the
ref?
He got banged up.
No. No, I didn't.
He didn't.
No, you know, I thought he would win.
You thought Miller would win?
No, I thought Dubois would win before the fight. But then as the fight progressed, I thought he would win just because he was just going to weigh him down. But you can't do that.
Fat,
10 seconds.
For real.
When it's about to finish.
23
no.
23 stone, bro.
That's a big guy.
You're a fat man. I used to fight. You know what? Tits on him as well. And it baffles me in every sport, like even like the NFL and stuff. You know when you see like athletes,
yeah,
they're fat.
No, but
they play. They do need that.
Yeah, like, no, they play different positions.
Yeah, they're
like, defense. They're actually athletes.
Yeah,
yeah, they play different positions. It's not like rugby. Whereas rugby, they all have to be somewhat of the same size. Whereas
but
NFL,
boxing, it's weird though. Look at Tyson Fury.
Yeah,
true.
He's a big guy.
True,
he's
so fat.
He's so.
That kind of works for you, like in fighting.
I think for Fury, it works. For
yeah, but Fury is not 300 plus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and Fury's 6'9" as well. So yeah, the weight is with Miller, he's just fat. I'm sorry.
You know
I'm
what?
Not even trying to hate.
Daniel Dubois needed this though. He needed this.
Where's he been? Is he in the trenches?
No, because the two fights that he's had that he's lost, it looks like he just quit. But the first one was actual reason because they broke his. No, they broke his orbital bone. And then the second one.
No, I'm trying to be fat phobic. The brother is just this.
Looking at him.
It's just the truth.
Eesh.
23 stone is insane. Like, no one needs to be that big.
Yeah,
I don't really see how that's an advantage in this sport.
No, you know what? Congratulations to Daniel Dubois.
For real.
No, it was the Usyk fight where he actually looked like he could have beat him.
Then it was a controversial low blow, and then he got
hit. It was close enough. Then after the low blow,
he quit. I mean, for good reason, whatever it is. Then now this fight, if he quit, you would have been done.
How much do you think their payday is?
Oh, after this match, bro, if he's getting gifted rollies.
Oh, he was stars.
You know the Riyadh man don't play as well. To put this on is actually insane. They're just in the middle of the desert.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What, like yay?
Yeah, I guess.
Sweat on the flipping camera.
To put sweat on the camera is crazy. Like, yeah, the ref had to do that.
It's a good win for the world, this one, you know.
I don't understand how refs. I'd be terrified.
I'm
to
the big daddy.
If one of them hits you by mistake,
bro.
Curtains.
Bro, even if they. Bro, if one of them hit me, I'd be dead.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'd be on the floor, I'd be dead.
You'd feel that. But
this has been a great card so far. A great card.
What's the next.
One of the best ever.
Maybe.
The
big
one. Not the fights itself individually, but as a card.
No, because
so
there was.
Heavyweights,
that's lit.
That'd be really fun card.
There was. What's his name? Jai? No, that was a clean knockout. First round.
Which one?
Cruiserweight. Jai. Yeah, today. First round.
Jai
No, he was disgusted.
Was it?
Yeah, it was horrible. His whole body was on the canvas and his head is on the rope.
Yikes.
Yeah, man.
I hope you can edit out the crunching. I've been crunching.
I've been crunching on the mic.
Do you know what? Boxing really needed a day like this, to be fair, because after that Francis Ngannou Tyson Fury debacle,
you want a glass?
The sport was in the mud for me.
Just that one. I mean, yep, no, first
Fury
first.
Letting that happen is
insane. And not
like he usually does look unfit, but he looked way more unfit than usual.
I think he probably didn't take Camper seriously. Nah, I'm blessed. Thanks.
Just the one.
You want a drink?
Thank you.
Rico, you want a drink? He's got bubble gum.
Nah, I'm good. Thanks, sir.
So we got what's his face fighting? We got Parker fighting
the Bronze Bomber.
Yo,
I don't know what to expect with that.
What do you think that's gonna happen then?
I don't know, because my thing is, I think that Joseph Parker, he came in a bit heavy, so he's gonna try and push him and weigh him down, and then at least try and box. But he's a very good fighter. I think, but Deontay Wilder's come light. He's coming in his usual lightness. Really? So, and in his lightness, he's very good with his right hand, anyways. But it's a very interesting fight to see.
Is Daniel Dubois British?
Yeah, Daniel Dubois is British. Yeah,
he looks American.
Yeah, I see.
No, he's from Greenwich. Yeah.
He's from where?
He's from Greenwich.
That's what I'm saying. Man,
yeah,
free him up, man.
Same free amount to someone that's out.
Do you rate what's my man? He's got his fights next. Long hair. We were just talking about him.
Deontay Wilder?
Yeah.
As an individual?
No, I'm boxing. I don't
he's
know
not,
what
he's not a good boxer.
Nah,
yeah. That right hand, yeah. Wait,
I read the fact he's not even a fighter like that, but he's getting in there with some fighters. Like,
yeah,
bro, he just got that one.
Just
got that one bag.
That one. Yeah,
that's it. That's how we fight. You know the man that were hard in school, but it was just that one bang.
I was trying to swing that
every
time,
it's crazy.
Bro.
Nah, it's crazy.
Mate, he's got unorthodox style, but
You know what? From this fight, I think Tyrone Miller's not finished. He's not done. He's done a fantastic job in showcasing.
He's better than I've waited,
yeah.
I mean, he made it to 10 rounds.
Because there's one guy from New Zealand. Nah,
he was pretty happy.
Nah, he was moist. There was no need for him to be there. I could have been there.
Appreciate it.
And I'm not even heavyweight like that.
You taste it.
Safe, bro.
Pause.
What about the...
No.
What about the AJ fight? What are we saying for AJ? Is he gonna win?
Yeah, he's gonna win. In fantastic fashion.
Fantastic fashion.
Fantastic fashion.
Yeah. I want him to just come out moving mad, bro.
I don't know if he's gonna do that. I think he's gonna try and play chess for the first two rounds, and then afterwards he's gonna see if he's really on it or not. And then he's going to perform.
Yeah, I like AJ, but sometimes when I start talking about AJ, people think I hate him. But you know what I mean? I just find him funny to cuss. Like,
the last,
he's an easy guy to get,
isn't he? The fight he had with that, I don't even know who he was yet. The fight before that, he lost twice to Usyk, to show people what he was about, he should have battered that guy up, bro. He should have banged him up, bro. Like,
he's such a big guy. He
should have given him a good hiding. Yeah, to show him, this. Nah, this is what I'm about. You know what I mean? But he just wanted to.
He wanted to outbox him.
Nah, man.
Letting it go to eight rounds is crazy.
Yeah.
And the fact that you should win very easily.
Yeah.
Fact.
I don't know.
I'm not a boxing expert.
Usyk is cold though, man.
Usyk's him.
You think Usyk will get my man out of it? Fury. You think it'll work?
I've always felt that Fury is too big and awkward.
Yeah.
Usyk is a very good boxer. He's got very good movement. Like, if you watch his footwork, where he moves in and out of like range, how he can move side to side. Like, he's very tricky himself and slippery. But I just feel like Fury's so tall, and Fury, for a fat guy, can move. He's sick, man. So I don't know. I feel like if Fury can use his weight, stick him on the end of a jab and make it maybe a scruffy fight, I think Fury should win. I've always felt like Fury should win doing it like that.
Yeah.
Maybe win ugly to win that one, but.
I can't see Usyk.
It's tricky though, man.
I just want to see the belts unified at this point. Like, I think
you might not see it though. You might not see it, because after the first Usyk and Fury fight, we don't know if there's going to be a rematch. If there is a rematch, then you won't see him together.
Whoever wins
that fight has to fight another person, not Fury or Usyk.
Yeah, but someone will have all four belts by the end.
No. Someone will have all the belts by the end of the first fight. Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. But once there's a rematch, they'll only fight for four. Because one of them will be stripped away. So then that whole process has to go again.
Because basically there's people in line, like their mandatory is waiting to fight for the belt.
Mm.
And where the belts are, there's like four belts tied up between like two men. It's like there's still like a process where people need to get their title shot. Mm. So they're kind of like holding out until Fury and Usyk fight. And then when they have their fight, then some of the mandatories might get their shot. So the rematch, it might be too long for that to happen, so they might get their shot. So that's why the belt, like some belts might get lost after the first fight.
That's why they're all turning on Fury. They're all like, man, fight, man.
That's ridiculous. That's why I respect UFC in the sense that, like, there's no, you can't duck the fade. Yeah. You have to get in the ring.
It's just own different. In the UFC is just kind of like under one.
Yeah, I know. It's under one banner, but boxing needs that. How you, man?
Boxing's got too much politics, too many different companies, TV, broadcast channels. There's too much going on to make the best.
Too many
best.
Chefs in the kitchen.
Too many, man. Annoying.
It's jarring because having the sport.
Even this fight here, see this fight here. Everyone wanted to see AJ versus Wilder. But you're not getting that on this fight. They're both fighting on the same night, but they're not fighting each other. Like, come on.
Yeah,
and if one of them loses now, the fight's done. I'm trying to say, so they're risking it. Like, it's stupid, man. Like, let's get it cracking.
And a lot of it, I dislike is with some of these heavyweight bosses fighting like once a year.
Yeah.
I want to see you fighting 2-3 times a year, bro. Mm.
Yeah, man. They're cherry picking. Yeah. Like, it's all business
like,
now.
Like, old school boxing. Like, flip. What's his name? Mike Tyson. My man used to fight like 4 fights in a day.
Yeah, but even back then. Even back then, it was like, each person had like a 30 fight record. Like, 30 fight record before they even went for a title shot.
100%.
Yeah,
that's true.
But now, it's like you could just spring load a person and say, yeah.
It's also because most of these men are dead.
Professional career. Yeah, there's that. More than 10 fights.
Everyone's growing up, like not living in Essex anymore. That's crazy. What was that experience like?
It's alright. I wouldn't come back to Essex.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't come back to this part of Essex.
Why not?
It's not the same how when we grew up, man. Mm. I think it's completely different. I think it's gone downhill a lot.
Yeah.
Like now having a child, like having Lena, who's 3, I wouldn't want to raise her around Trafford, man. I don't think it's nice.
What's it like around here now?
I don't know, man. Like, I have a good sense of vibe. Like, I can sense people's good vibes, bad vibes. And when I come to Trafford and I'm just even walk around Lakeside, I'm anxious. Like, I'm on edge.
Right.
Like, and I don't even know why. Like, but I'm like I'm on the lookout. I'm like, and whatnot. And I don't know what it is, man. And I'm not saying like you've gone soft because you've moved to another. Like, Reading has its own issues. Like, it's to me, like, Reading is like an extended borough of London. It's so close and the people, the culture is the same.
I see.
But I don't know what it is, man. Just the vibe here, I'm just like, nah, man, I don't like it, man.
No, I hear it. I think if you feel, especially, I think having a child must change, and both of you can speak to this, but having a child must change your mindset on
definitely.
Your everything.
Perspective just changes.
I think. Already you'd be so heightened because your first point of call from when you wake up to when you go to sleep is to protect that that person. Yeah. So I can see how your mindset on Trafford has probably changed. And it might not even be that Trafford has changed that much, but you've changed so much that now your perspective on the area has had to change. And then you just might want something different to raise your child into what you had.
And I find
you do a lot of things at the schools, crime, all sorts of things. You look in the area, you see things differently, you think, oh, what's it going like in like years to come? Like, where do I see this area going? Is it going downhill? You think, oh, my kids are going to go to the schools around here. What's it going to be like by the time they're in secondary school? And you know, it's like, you know what I mean?
Obviously, we grew up here in Essex and stuff, like how materialistic Essex is in general. Like, I feel like the world now as a whole is so materialistic.
Yeah.
Standard.
Yeah.
But here, I feel like it's heightened.
That's one thing I clocked on when I first moved here.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I noticed it.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, everyone's got all these nice things.
That's a pressure I don't want.
It's crazy.
No. Yeah.
Because you start to get into that rat race, so you kind of want those things that everybody else has.
I don't want that.
I've never seen anything like it till I moved to Essex. Like, crazy. Yeah, people, it's not a big brand now, but Ralphie, like everyone was.
Chinos and Ralph's Polo.
Like, everyone was tripped out for the time.
Bro, it was crazy.
And then these man, like, a lot of their parents did well because obviously Trafford was, I don't want to say an affluent area.
Oh, it was,
but like,
though. It was though. That's the
thing. Yeah, people were well to do.
Alright. 2 seconds.
People were well to do. So you always did feel that pressure of, I want to have this, I want to have that. I don't give a shit too tough on consoles before I move to Trafford. Then before I know it, you want a PS3 or you want to, because so and so has got it. Like, you feel like you're having to keep up with appearances.
Yeah. My mum always said, try to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
It's really that there.
Nah, for real. And it's a real eye-opening experience. I can see why you decided to move away. Like,
to be fair, I would have stayed here if I didn't not have a choice. I went to uni and whatnot. Long story short, mum and dad split up, and they sold the house. I had nowhere to live. Partner's from Reading, so I was like, okay,
made sense.
I'll go move in a flat with her and her sister, and then that's how I ended up staying there.
Yeah.
And I like the area. It's nice. Yeah. Like, it's just, I got everything I need to. It's chilled. Only thing, obviously, is hard is how far I'm away from my family and friends. That's
But do you know, I will say, like, I guess you're fortunate in that it is far away, and it's not like, oh, if I want to see someone, I can just do it at the drop of a hat. But you're fortunate in that there are good train links as well. That's what I rate about places like that are just outside London, where you can be in what Paddington in about 40 minutes to an hour.
Even quicker than that, but from Newbury to Paddington on the weekdays, there's a fast train. But if you're in mind from Newbury to Paddington in 25 minutes, stops at Reading, then straight to Reading.
Yeah,
you can be in London within 25, 30
that's
minutes.
That's insane.
So, and then you've got the Stay Free, Stay Lizzie line.
Stay Free, Stay Lizzie.
You know what I mean? So,
what they did on that line has been abhorrent. Like, what they've done with that line is trash. How can you have people in the freezing cold for 4 hours? This time I'm hearing people have to piss on the train. I
swear.
That's peak.
I've lost my dignity. Like, I could never look at myself the same if I had to piss on a train.
What, on the train?
On the train.
So everyone's looking at you. Oh,
toilet.
But they were trapped on the train for 4 hours.
Oh, that's painful.
That's embarrassing. Oh. Like, for your new line as well. If it was Bakerloo line, cool. That's been there since World War II.
Yeah.
But your brand new line, shut down.
Yeah. I see a TikTok, of them bringing out new underground trains in it for a certain line. Like an old line, I don't know what line. Then they said, oh, yeah, the date. Why are you showing me
the
trains now, bro? Like, what's the point?
Why are you showing me this now when I
play?
You know what I'm saying?
For real.
I need that
GTA.
Now.
I mean,
for real, bro.
You know what? There was no need for that. I could have not had that trailer.
I was so gassed watching it. I was so gassed. And then right at the end, you see 2026. I said
2025.
I was like,
it might as well be 2026.
But you know,
2025. That's so long. They're not gonna bring it out till like October.
Yeah.
For Christmas. Yeah. So everyone buys it then. Bro.
And chances are they'll end up delaying it because there'll be some kind of like thing where they can't finish it in time. Mm. Then it'll be end up early 2026. Yeah. This happens all the time. It's peak.
It's a shake. That trailer looked incredible. Oh, I couldn't believe. Yeah, I thought they were going to say 2024 at the earliest.
That's what I was hoping. And maybe latest end of 2024.
Yeah. But I thought they were going to have a date and everything. Because you can't drop a trailer that looks that clean and then not have anything prepared.
I think they did the same thing for the first one though. There was like a year or not 2 years, but like there was like a year difference between when the first one.
The way
that 13 years for this, though, isn't it?
Like, came out 2013. Yeah,
bro,
be
I was 18,
four,
19
12, 12 years. That's
when
crazy.
It came out, I was working in Sainsbury's.
Man said Sainsbury's, not Sainsbury's.
Bro, when the Sainsbury's next one comes out, man's gonna be like 32.
Bro, it's crazy. It's so crazy, man.
Being 32 when the next one comes out, like, how am I supposed to get time off for that?
That's the thing you want, bro. You're like, find your own
at
time.
Least when the last one came out was at uni. So
uni,
I had nothing but time.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
it's so
now I'm gonna have responsibilities and shit.
No, I have like a whole week of work, bro. You know what smacks it, yeah? So no Red Dead was come out however long, I bought that game 2 years ago, I looked at my hours, I've had like 30 hours worth of gameplay.
Seriously?
I just don't have the time
to play. It's hard to find the time.
We'll say that's the game needs complete though, man. That game
It's worth seeing through. Unreal.
Like, And as you said, I was like an avid gamer. Like I used to bang Xbox all the time. Like, there was this one game I used to play at uni, man. It was called Ark Survival Evolved. Right, I had like 200 nearly days of time playing on this game, like, banging it out. I'm like, I miss those days, man. Now,
it's not easy. Football manager. The amount of hours I lost to Football Manager, my God. My mum used to say, but you're not playing. You're just watching them play. I'm like, you don't understand. I've got Arsenal to the Champions League final. Do you know who I am?
Yeah,
that's
man.
Too funny.
God. No, honestly, it's good to chat about these sort of things.
Oh, after the boxing.
Iman's Wi-Fi has gone, so it's disconnected.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
That's right.
Fucking hell, man. What did I say, man?
Just
allow it.
I thought it was Dazan.
Dazan. Did you say it? I couldn't figure out.
Nah,
until they said it, I was like, what is this?
I hate marketing.
I remember you said it bare times. We wouldn't stop saying it. That's all.
I hate marketing like this because your thing isn't what it looks like.
I see it, bro.
Everyone could interpret it that differently.
Yeah.
You saying looking for the remote?
Yeah.
They've
got
like a button
that
you can press.
The Skybox is old school, boy.
For real.
Do you man ever used to play that those games they used to have on it?
Yeah, the Bumblebee one.
Yeah, the Beehive Bella.
That Beehive game was cold. And then you get to a certain level and then Sky will be like, you need to pay
you
now.
You charge it?
Yeah.
Who do you think I am?
I think I paid it one time, you know? Yeah.
One of the most trouble I've ever gotten was, you know, Britain's Got Talent, the year Diversity won, you would have thought I was trying to chat to Simon Cowell himself the way I was calling. My dad got the phone bill, said, what is this number? And then he put it two and two together that it was Britain's Got Talent. So you're not allowed to watch the show anymore. And this is how into it you get.
Apparently that was expensive. That's
yeah, you look at £1.50 per call.
Per minute?
Yeah, because they're all charging some extreme prices. I don't know how...
To get the money.
I can't remember how they used to calculate it. They used to talk their fast. They used to just try to sneak it in.
100%.
Wow. Do you remember that when we were younger? Do you know how I used to figure out who like, the people who come from money was? Yeah.
Mm.
Do you remember on Cartoon Network? They had that next little card thing that you got in the magazine and you could win competition.
Yeah.
And they had like a code on it. But it was like the card coming in the magazine and it was like £10. Some people would come, yeah, like this little like card had like a number on it.
Mm.
Like every Saturday morning, there'd be like loads of things on the bottom of the screen.
Mm.
And your card showed up, like you won all their stuff.
Do you know anyone that won from that then?
No, but I know the people who came for money come and flushing
their card. Yeah.
Flushing your card network card is crazy. And there's so many things like that made you know someone had bread. You know when you used to see someone's match attack stack or what's that card?
But if you had match attacks, bro.
In general, for real, even if you had them.
People are wrapping it up with rubber bands. I used to ask my mum, can we get that?
The people I knew who came from money was the people who had spare lunch money.
They
got £5.
Do you know what Amar used to do? Amar used to always lose his card, yeah? He'd grab like, yo, Collins, let me put money in your card. I'd be like, bless.
I'll say less.
Because I never had money. So me and him were just eating it all the time. Because he didn't, he'd always lose his card.
Well. Amar, let's go Tesco.
Yeah, facts.
That boy is built differently.
He's too funny. Yeah.
Nah. They told him off for that.
Yeah, he couldn't get away with it.
Yeah, you can't get away with it.
There were times where we'd get there, he's like, I can't use it. You just use it and I'll figure it out.
They were on him like white and black. It was crazy. I mean, deservedly so. Who is it? You know, Callum Thomas's auntie that used to work in the office.
Yeah.
Their beef was generational.
Each other.
Amar will come into the office, say, I've lost my card. Can I please get food? And she'd be like, no, you know the rules. Yeah, if you don't have the card, you can't get food.
You got a card, you can't eat.
No, you can't, man.
Now
I hear it from their point of view.
I saw people stealing out of the cafeteria, like bread rolls and stuff. As your school, but we have a responsibility.
Yeah, but you need to teach them accountability. Like,
Bro, let the kid eat, man.
Nah, I'm teaching you a card.
Nah, man. That's how corporal punishment.
That's punishment.
Starts getting, oh, but that's the card ain't working or whatever. And give him free lunches.
100.
And you know,
but still, yeah, even if you're finessing it, yeah, the way I see it is you're still a kid that needs to eat. You should not
go hungry. Listen.
I hear it.
As a child, you should not go hungry in school. It should be free anyway.
The fact you're charging children is insane.
Yeah, that's true.
I would have took the mick, bro. I've been getting that burger, all of that. Yeah, but then again, look, as an adult now, bruv, let man eat. You know,
within reason.
The amount of energy you're using to flipping learn Pythagoras.
Okay, yeah. I hear you. I think if you don't have your card, to eat it should be free. But in order to get your meal, you should have to use your card. If you don't have your card, then you're not eating. I'm because you need to learn accountability as a child.
So the truest thing is, you bring your little lunchbox if you want.
Yeah, that's true.
What
would
you do your
poor?
So,
no, you got free school meals.
You get free meals though.
Yeah.
I think you get free meals, but you
had to apply for that. But I don't know who was.
On what grounds though?
I don't know how you apply for it, but I know you just have a limit.
I know they used to have little tokens, do you remember?
What? No, that was in...
Free meal tokens.
Yeah, that was in Haven 6th Form.
What?
That was in Haven 6th Form.
I swear that was... No,
because they used to sell them in Haven 6th Form.
Shafford.
That's insane.
No, like, the guys will get free school meals, and they'll come in, and then they'll sell them in school.
No. See, yeah, you know they was just getting... You know how I find kids are cruel, man. The poor kids just getting bullied, man. Love it, man.
You don't need to make it bait as well. Like,
it's been chuffed, man. It's peaking chuffed, man. But it's just not keeping up.
It makes you build character, bro.
Kids are ruthless, bro.
How are we looking at? Do you know that card was insane? Like, as a concept, that card is insane. Because sometimes I put it in and I'll see no money. Like, what am I, like, you know when you're low on bread? Thinking, how am I gonna eat as a child?
I'm gonna go home to half free.
I'm 14 and I'm thinking, bro,
you know, you're
how am I gonna eat?
Your stomach's going,
bro. That shit was wild.
It's peak.
And you don't have the when you're that young,
it is peak.
3:30 is forever away. So if I've not eaten at 12, to try and get to 2, you're feeling
suffering.
It.
You're
going to
be weak and stuff.
Yeah, for real.
Yo, I've got low blood sugar.
Have to come up with them excuses there. Yeah. School's insane as well. How am I not allowed to go to the toilet?
I
can just stand up and go.
Teachers can't school. Schools.
Really? Don't you replay them arguments from back in the day?
I can't believe that was a thing.
And if you need a school toilet,
man, I'll go bad these days if that was
like school. My mentality now. If I need to go to toilet now today, I'm going to the toilet and I 100. Don't care. Yeah. But back then, you like really have to debate.
Are you dumb?
No, yeah, because back then you had to debate like.
Do I piss myself? Fam, they were like, it was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it.
I know kids are like especially teenagers are just
they're little
pricks, man. But some teachers were moving on some
power. Yeah, for sure.
Just for no reason, bro.
Just because they can.
Like, some people had general. How are you? Like, teachers were literally beefing.
Was your school strict though?
Yeah, I mean, look at who our head teacher was.
Oh yeah, Mr.
Tomlinson.
He was on Royce.
I had beef with him. I didn't even go to the school.
Yeah.
He was on Royce.
He was, man.
Man, I was just in your face when he was shouting as well. I don't need that, man. Like, it's 9 a.m.
But you know, part of me looks back and think, if he wasn't like that, would he have the same discipline in the school? Because when he walked down the corridor,
everyone was on.
Shout out,
listen.
I respected him.
So it's like, did he do it right?
100%.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I think went a little bit over the top.
I think it was over the top.
Right, yeah. By having authority, but then
the balance you got to have as a head teacher
to some extent. Because like we already mentioned.
Kids are bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look
how the language teachers used to get bullied in every school. Teachers' assistants, like, the replacement teacher, but they used to get bullied.
Yeah,
man.
Cursed
out. So you have to be.
It was a challenge to break them down.
Yeah,
to get
but what's it? Honestly, though, is Dr. Otunga a decent teacher?
Huh? Dr. No, he Tunga. Was terrible.
Wow. That's racist.
Are you still in contact with him or something?
No.
So, I just wanted to make sure that.
I was going to say, Tanzanian.
No. I think he was Nigerian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nah, he was not my guy. He snitched on me. Not, and then they spoke in Yoruba about parents even.
How can
they? He stitched you up.
For real? That's it was that Akron, there was nothing I could do. And do you know what? I'd had a decent parent evening until that point. I thought, oh, just allow me, like, let's get this over with. And then, I couldn't believe it. Once I started speaking in Yoruba, I knew I was finished. Because I don't really know what they're saying. I can put it together low key. All I know is I was in trouble.
With your parents on that level, like.
Gone.
I can't lie, I had to circle back with my parents when I got a bit older and say, nah, you lot did us a bit dirty. Signing with them teachers.
Nah, for real, parents even as, like, I don't want to say an institution.
What are you telling me?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Recording
right now. What are you saying,
man? Right? Yeah.
We're good, bro. You're good.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a chair, yeah? We've got chairs, yeah?
Yeah. Mine was like,
bring your chair. I was like, what? What kind of host is this?
So, next level host.
You're telling me you're good.
That's good.
Had the pod
going.
We're still going.
We're still going, man.
Yeah, wrap
up in
it.
Wrap up in
it.
Let the thing finish.
Big man. I'll wait. Must be like calling a black man. Yeah,
that's jokes.
No, I won't be much longer.
Should we wrap up?
Yeah, can't
do it. That's Tristan. Yeah.
You got a whip there. You wanna be?
Yeah, you better stop. I feel like just anything, just be like, listen, 2024, it's real. We're going to chuffing for you people. We're going to crash you on your head tops.
This is the first episode of 2024, technically.
Yeah. What an episode it has been as well. I enjoyed that conversation. It's good to link up with people, because we all grew up together. So it's really good to have these sort of conversations.
And plus one.
Plus one.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You've been a great guest, by the way, actually. I have to show love.
I told you outside.
You didn't
inside.
Tell me you were recording, bro. I just came with my loud mouth.
I told you outside.
I think I'm a fan. Oh, shit, yeah, delete that. If Mumsy hears that, ah.
What was I going to say? Manem, the way we end the pod is just pick a song that you're listening to at the moment.
Huh?
Just pick a song. Just surely you know the last song you listened to off the top of your head.
I don't.
Flo Millie, Never Lose Me.
Oh, that's a banger.
That is a banger. Okay. And there's a music graduate with Lil Yachty as well. That's pretty
cool. Well, to be fair, last song I was listening to was Intro by The Baby.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm listening to that new one. Balcony. Come on, check it out.
Yeah, you got a track on from one.
Love for that.
Do you want to plug any of your tracks on thing?
What, right now?
Yeah.
Like, bro, you're sticking up like that?
Yeah.
Ah, say less.
We've got two artists in the building. Yeah. Come on.
What is it, Bluetooth, yeah?
Just say it and then listen.
He's been on the show before. This guy.
I said plug yourself in, like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know
what?
I'm like, what is that slang?
You pick yourself.
This is a child.
What do you mean? Nah, E, sorry, what do you mean, bro?
I'm going...
Forget it. Shout out your music, man.
Oh, shout out the music and that, yeah.
Is he still doing this?
Shout out the music and that, yeah. My name is... Yo, shout out LaPel, yeah.
My name is L.
My app's LaPel Instagram. You know, I'm taking a hiatus right now. We're making some music, but releasing in the new year.
My choice is by Ken Carson, Fighting My Demons.
Okay. Nice one. What am I picking? A song by Bass and J. Cole called Paper Cuts. It's on his album. I like it. It's a vibe.
It's been an hour and 40 minutes.
Nah, 40 minutes. It puts an hour.
Oh, I was gonna say.
You ain't got a choice?
No, I haven't got a choice at all.
Cool.
You haven't got a choice?
Nah.
Levi, did you have a choice?
What's your choice for? Any music? Your favorite.
What's on the replay right now? What's on the rotation?
Just one off the top of my head, yeah. Shut up.
My God.
What's that the new Chris Brown song, man?
Chris Brown!
Sensational.
Sensational.
All right, on that note.
Boo! 2024!
Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.